Hello, and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio, your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, and we start with local news. Road closures in Columbia will begin for utility work associated with the Drake development located at Woodland Street and East 7th Street. Affected streets and closure dates include North Glade Street between East 6th and East 7th Street from April 22nd to October 31st. East 7th Street between Woodland and North Glade from April 22nd to May 4th. And Woodland Street between East 6th Street and East 7th Street from May 6th to May 17th. When Tyson Peters was named a Spring Hill soccer team captain prior to the season, few around him were surprised. His leadership ability and maturity have separated Peters from his peers and made him an easy choice. Peters was shaped into a leader he is today at a young age. It started in Ethiopia, where he was adopted by a Tennessee family at the age of 4. So coming back to America from Ethiopia, the first thing I said, like when I could start speaking some English because it took a little while, was, "America's got a lot of rules," Peter said. And so the transition for me, it was a little bit harder because I had to mature and get older faster than I would have had to, and I had a younger brother that came with me, and so I felt like I had to be the older brother, which I was, and so it just made me more aware. So I grew up a little fast, he said. The move to a new country, culture, and language was a stark contrast initially for Peters. America was different from his home in Ethiopia. From the geography, to the food, to the language, everything was new, making for a slow transition at first. "The language barrier was a little bit difficult for me, but I slowly kind of learned it," Peters said. "I had a super strong accent when I first learned English, and so I was a little bit harder to understand. I guess I acted a little bit more like I was older than I was because I just had to mature a little bit faster," he said. One of the only things that remained consistent was soccer. Peters is originally from a rural village about 20 miles outside of Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, where soccer is a second language and something Peters had been playing since he could first walk. "I've been playing soccer since pretty much I was born," he said. "So where I'm from in Ethiopia, in Africa, that's like the one big sport. That's like the only sport. So soccer was like our rec time," he said. Despite competing in basketball, football, and cross country, where Peters won a state title in middle school, soccer has always been his primary love. Peters has played on Spring Hill's varsity team all 4 years, but this year his role is a little different as one of the few seniors on an inexperienced Raider team. Spring Hill coach Sadiq Alaemery said Peters' high energy is different than many seniors who may drop down in their excitement. "So this is what I like about him, and he's a good leader too," Alaemery said. "He lifts the freshmen up too." Peters said his ability to be a leader for the program comes through his years of being involved in the school's junior ROTC. Junior ROTC is also where Peters first became interested in joining the Army, learning under Spring Hill's senior Army instructor, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Lance Jackson. "Truthfully, my first impression, he was in a senior class and he was only a sophomore. Like, what are you doing in this class?" About a month later, I asked, "Okay, this kid is different," Jackson said. "I see why. He's a leader. He's not just a sophomore. He's a leader," he said. Peters is set to enlist in the Army after high school, heading to basic training in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, in July, with plans to become a helicopter mechanic. "He had 3 years of junior ROTC underneath me," Jackson said. "He's seen leadership one-on-one demonstrated, so when he gets there to the Army, basic training, he'll just stand out. You walk around the high school, listen to him talking, you wonder, why is that kid so different? He is just different. It stands out immediately," he said. In 2021, Murray County Chamber and Economic Alliance and Spring Hill Chamber of Commerce launched Wired, a mastermind group for local entrepreneurs and CEOs. Wired Mastermind is designed to foster growth and development through the sharing of experiences, lessons learned, and game-changing moments. The 2023-2024 Wired Mastermind Group is comprised of five local entrepreneurs and CEOs that were selected through an application process. The group of five local leaders have been meeting monthly over the course of the year, learning from one another and developing a deeper understanding of themselves. Each participant committed their time, resources, and expertise to the group, and now it is time for them to host the finale, the Wired Pitch Contest, a pitch competition for early businesses poised for growth in Murray County and Spring Hill. The group will decide which business is deserving of a grant valued up to at least $5,000. The individuals will also commit to mentoring the chosen business as needed. The Wired Pitch Contest is funded by Wired Mastermind's annual fees. Local entrepreneurs are encouraged to complete the application by June 1st in order to be considered to participate in the pitch competition on July 23rd. Chosen applicants will pitch their idea in front of the Wired Mastermind group, and the group will determine which businesses warrant investing and the amount invested. The Wired Mastermind group will then serve as mentors to the chosen entrepreneurs. You can find the link to the application by visiting www.murrayalliance.com. All Murray County businesses are encouraged to apply. The application is anonymous and will only be shared with the Wired Pitch Contest Review Committee. Participants are selected without regard to race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, national origin, age, veteran, or disability status. The Murray County Horsemen's Association will be hosting its 73rd annual Columbia Spring Jubilee from May 30th through June 1st at Murray County Park, located at 1018 Murray County Park Drive in Columbia. The event begins at 6 p.m. on May 30th. There will be 108 classes shown over the three-day event. The show follows the guidelines set forth by the state of Tennessee, the Department of Agriculture's guidelines for livestock events, and the joint guidelines issued by the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association, or TWHBEA, and Walking Horse Trainers Association. The event is an International High Point affiliated horse show. Judges for the event will be Scott Beatty, Scotty Brooks, and Justin Jenny. This is one of the shows in the annual Walking Horse Circuit promoted by the Walking Horse Owners Association, or WHOA, and the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association. Famous for its smooth and easy gait, the Tennessee Walking Horse is a popular breed blending thoroughbred, Narragansett Pacer, Morgan, standardbred, and American saddlebred bloodlines. According to WHOA, the bloodline goes as far back as 1886 with a foundation sire named Black Allen. The stallion was bred to be a trotter but ended up being a pacer. While Black Allen was born in Kentucky, he was purchased in his later years by Albert Dement of Wartrace, Tennessee, to help him produce a horse with a gait between a trot and a pace, which came to be called a running walk. A horse with this gait became the Tennessee Walking Horse. In 1935, the breed association was formed, known today as the TWHBEA. That is the official registry for Tennessee Walking Horses. All registrations to be valid must be filed with a TWHBEA on the prescribed form and accepted by the organization's secretary. To mark the 120th anniversary of the Murray County Courthouse, Murray County government applied for and was awarded an Arts Build Communities grant from the Tennessee Arts Commission. The grant funded a juried art competition focused on the Murray County Courthouse, which was conceived in 1904 under the direction of local son and nationally recognized architect J.E.R. Carpenter. This art competition was designed to bring some recognition to one of the most beautiful courthouses in the state. With the opening of a new justice center later this year, many residents have been asking, what will happen to our historic courthouse? This art competition, open to all Murray County citizens, allowed people to express their thoughts on the matter through art. Over 40 art submissions were judged by four artist judges, including photographers Sarah Gillum and Ross Janes, sculptor Jennifer Grisham, and painter-sculptor James Spearman. There were four categories of winners, including elementary, middle school, high school, and adult, as well as a grand prize winner. With no high school submissions, the winners included in the elementary category for third place, Bailey Fowler, second place, Emma Waltman, and first place, Arlo Schminke. In the middle school category, third place went to Kendall Atwater, second place, Hadley Tracy, and first place, Allie Nicholson. And in the adult category, third place went to Ashley Barnett, second place Mary Leonard, and first place David Brady. The grand prize winner was Randy Walters. All of the art submitted for the competition will be on exhibition at the Pryor Art Gallery at Columbia State Community College from May 13th through June 14th. A gallery reception will open the exhibition at 4 p.m. on May 13th. The grant was made possible through the Tennessee Arts Commission, the South Central Tennessee Development District, as well as with the collaboration of the Murray County Visitors Bureau, Columbia State Community College, the Murray County Finance Department, and the Murray County Archives. Columbia State Community College recently invited the community to honor Dr. O. Rebecca Hawkins, third president of Columbia State, with a naming ceremony for the Dr. O. Rebecca Hawkins Plaza and Graduate Promenade. It is such a pleasure for me, as well as those gathered here today, to celebrate you and your accomplishments as president of this college, said Dr. Janet F. Smith, Columbia State president. Graduation is a highlight of this college, and what a wonderful way to celebrate Dr. Hawkins' impact on Columbia State and her dedication to students, she said. Hawkins served as Columbia State's third president from December of 1996 until February of 2008. During her term, she accomplished the opening of the Clifton campus in 1997, formalized the Columbia State Foundation, established the President's Medal for faculty and staff, and renovated the original John W. Finney Memorial Library into the Walker Building for Health Sciences. She also opened the Wayman L. Hickman Building on the Columbia campus in 2001. This building, including the Pryor Art Gallery and the Cherry Theater, the latter of which allowed her to launch the first season of the First Farmers Performance Series, has been a staple in the community ever since. In addition, she established the Hickman Building Endowment and Endowments for the Arts. She also welcomed additions to the Lewisburg campus in 2001 and to the Lawrence campus in 2002. Two endowments bear her name. Since her retirement, Dr. Hawkins has remained a fixture at Columbia State through the foundation and has continued to support any events the college has to offer. She is a silver member of the President's Society, as well as a member of the Heritage and Legacy Society and the 66 Circle. In her honor and as thanks for her ongoing dedication to Columbia State, the plaza in front of the J.H. Wharf building on the Columbia campus was named the Dr. O. Rebecca Hawkins Plaza. Also established by Hawkins in her tenure, students congregate and pass through this plaza every day. In addition, graduation has always been a special time for Hawkins. Graduates march the walkway spanning from the sculpture of the graduate, gifted by Hawkins, to the Webster Athletic Center. This walkway is now marked by bronze medallions and light pole banners, identifying it as the Dr. Rebecca O. Hawkins, Graduate Promenade. "You're paying tribute to me for a part of my life that I hold truly dear," said Dr. Hawkins. "You have named the graduate walkway in my honor. I'm grateful and I'm humbled. You couldn't have done anything or given me anything that stirs my soul like recognition and tribute to what I fondly remember as the best part of my life each academic year. You have made my face very happy," she said. Join the city of Spring Hill this Founders Day weekend, May 2nd through the 5th, as history and traditions of the influential leaders who created the city are honored. All events are free unless otherwise noted, but library space is very limited and many programs require online reservations to guarantee a seat. You can reserve a spot by visiting www.springhilltn.libcal.com. You can also bring a non-perishable food donation for the well on that day. Times and locations and presenters are subject to change, but no rain dates are planned. You can direct any questions to Dana Giroux, the director of the Spring Hill Library, at djuriew, that's D-J-U-R-I-E-W, at springhilltn.org, or call 931-451-0723. Speakers include author Brooks Lamb, who will present his book, Love for the Land, Lessons from Farmers Who Persist in Place, Spring Hill Artifacts with Gwyn Evans, Democracy in America, African American Voices of Murray County from the 1860s to the 1960s with Murray County historian Joanne McClellan, The Formation of Spring Hill, Frontiers Cutting Edge with me, Tom Price, Historically Significant Site Plaque Presentation with Mayor Jim Hageman, Alicia Fitz, and Rebecca Estrada, Story Mapping of Historic Sites in Spring Hill with Rebecca Estrada, tours of Ripa Villa, a tractor show on the library grounds, a cemetery tour at historic Spring Hill Cemetery on Mclemore Avenue, a tour of historic churches on Sunday, and the event winds down with vintage baseball at Ripa Villa, located at 5700 Main Street in Spring Hill. Once again, contact Spring Hill Library Director Dana Giroux by calling 931-451-0723. The Athenaeum Rectory, one of the main historic sites in Columbia, will have a free day on May 5th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Athenaeum is located at 808 Athenaeum Street in Columbia. Free tours and refreshments will be served. Tour the home and become a member of the Association for the Preservation of Tennessee Antiquities on that day. Once again, that's the Athenaeum Rectory, free day, May 5th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Murray Alliance Agribusiness Committee invites you to their annual Farm City Breakfast honoring the agriculture and agribusiness industry of Murray County. This year's Farm City Breakfast will be held on Friday, April 26th at the Ridley 4-H Center. The breakfast line opens at 6:45 a.m. with the program beginning at 7 and concluding by 8:30. The keynote speaker is Mr. Eric Mayberry, president of Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation, and will be honoring the Biffle Potts Farm in Hampshire as a century farm. There's no charge to attend the breakfast. However, they will be collecting donations during the event for their 2024 Farm City Scholarship Memorial Fund. This year, scholarships will be given in memory of D.C. Neely. Learn more about scholarship opportunities by visiting www.murrayalliance.com. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Mary Linda Johnson Gordon, 87, a longtime resident of Athens, Alabama, died Monday at Life Care Center of Columbia. Funeral services will be conducted on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. The family will visit with friends on Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. James B. J.B. Shepherd passed away peacefully at the age of 96 on April 19th, surrounded by his family. A private graveside service will be held at Polk Memorial Gardens. Oaks and Nichols funeral directors are assisting the family with arrangements. Willadine Baker Wood, 92, died Sunday, April 21st at her residence. A private graveside service will be held at Polk Memorial Gardens. Oaks and Nichols funeral directors are assisting the family with arrangements. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here. To serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer. And why Matt and Susie Sowell believe the way to honor tradition is with especially personal service.
We believe your traditions, your customs, your rites of passage are very important, but we also believe in taking care of your personal wishes as well.
At Oaks and Nichols, we try to do more than just the expected things, so the service you receive honors your heritage and is uniquely yours, and we invite you to experience the difference.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have mostly sunny skies today with a high of 74 degrees. Winds will be out of the south-southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies with increasing clouds overnight. There's a slight chance of a rain shower. The low will be 56 degrees with winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We all live very busy lives. Sometimes we just need a break. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra pair of hands to help out? Let me introduce you to New Dawn Cleaning Service. No job is too big or too small because they do it all, from residential to commercial. They offer standard cleaning, construction cleaning, carpet shampooing, and window cleaning. Whether you are looking for a one-time service or regular schedule cleaning plan, New Dawn is ready to help. With years of experience, you can relax, kick back, and call New Dawn Cleaning Service at 615-977-6901.
Announcing two big days of celebration at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Columbia Paint and Wall Covering's brand new Spring Hill location at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, April 24th. Everyone is invited. On Thursday, April 25th at 11 a.m., Contractor Appreciation Day. Refreshments served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering has a long-standing reputation for outstanding customer service. Locally owned and family operated since 1946. Zach Maddox is now the third generation owner and operator, following his grandfather, Ralph Maddox, and his father, Zeke Maddox. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering offers a full line of paints featuring Benjamin Moore, window treatments, wallpaper, and so much more. That's 11 a.m., April 24th and 25th. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering's ribbon cutting, grand opening, and contractor appreciation celebrations. 2001 Campbell Station Parkway in Spring Hill, just off Highway 31 North, next to the Spring Hill Academy and Preschool. Give them a call, 931-674-1985, or visit Columbia Paint and Wall Covering online at paintcolumbia.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7, your hometown source for news and information. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee's signature proposal for a statewide school voucher program is dead for the year, with Lee acknowledging there is no way forward for the legislation despite last-ditch negotiations through the weekend to revive the stalled bill. The school choice legislation, a longtime priority for Governor Lee, stumbled out of the gate over vast differences between dueling Senate and House versions, in addition to significant pushback from local public school stakeholders across the state. I am extremely disappointed for the families who will have to wait yet another year for the freedom to choose the right education for their child, especially when there is broad agreement that now is the time to bring universal school choice to Tennessee, Lee said in an early Monday statement. While we made tremendous progress, unfortunately, it has become clear that there is not a pathway for the bill during this legislative session, he said. Once lawmakers adjourn for the year, this version of the legislation will be permanently dead, as a new General Assembly will be sworn in after elections this fall. The governor could call the legislature back for a special legislative session to take up the matter, though doing so would likely not be welcomed, as it would call lawmakers off the campaign trail. Lee plans to pursue the program again next year. He said Monday negotiations came very close to a final version, and he expects work will continue over the summer to determine what a new version of the legislation should look like. I want to thank the thousands of parents and students who made their voices heard, and I've never been more motivated to provide them with the ability to choose what's best for their family. I also want to thank the speakers and leaders of both chambers for their commitment to pursuing education freedom next year, Lee said. It's very simple. This is about every Tennessee student having the opportunity to succeed, regardless of their zip code or income level, and without question, empowering parents is the best way to make sure that that happens, he said. Republican lawmakers did not find the effort quite as simple as the governor. While Lee announced his vision for the program in November, he delayed releasing specific details on the plan until well into 2024. By that time, House and Senate Republicans had devised vastly different versions of the plan, and each chamber appeared entrenched in their positions. The House GOP version sought to make sweeping reforms to public school testing requirements, teacher and principal performance assessments, and increase the state's contribution to teacher health benefits, in addition to establishing the $144 million voucher program. Senate Republicans wanted to require students who participate in the program to take achievement testing and allow out-of-county public school enrollment. Lee pushed for establishing a voucher program without testing requirements. Democrats have long opposed the program, likening the voucher program to coupons for wealthy families who already send their children to private school, and warned it can endanger funding for public schools. Senate Minority Leader Ramesh Akbari, a Democrat from Memphis, said Monday vouchers in other states have a terrible record, citing performance issues at private schools and a lack of accountability measures. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Minutes matter when you call 911 for a heart attack, and Murray Regional Health is ready to care for you. Utilizing the state-of-the-art cardiac cath lab at Murray Regional Medical Center, our team of expert cardiologists and experienced clinical professionals are equipped to investigate heart conditions quickly and perform life-saving interventional procedures. Go to murrayregional.com/heart to learn more. And remember, always dial 911 when you or someone near you is experiencing heart attack symptoms. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 27th, as the Nashville Cats Arena football team go head-to-head against the Minnesota Myth at the historic Municipal Auditorium in downtown Nashville. It's a showdown you won't want to miss. The outdoor tailgate party begins at 5:30 with music, food, drinks, and activities, including the Lady Cats dancers, the Hype Crew with free giveaways, and an appearance by Cool Cat, the mascot. Inside the arena, the pregame show begins at 7 and will feature performances and a national anthem by Grammy-nominated Blanco Brown, famous for his viral hit, The Get Up. That topped the Billboard Hot Country Songs charts for 12 weeks and was the top-selling digital country song in the United States for 13 weeks, with more than 1.4 billion audio streams and 4 billion video streams across platforms. You can purchase tickets for the season kickoff by visiting www.thenashvillecats, that's cats with a K, .com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.